The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Lotshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and we'll jump in with this one. This is part 7 of our 8-part series of Healthy Habits Plan. If you've been following along, you've already gotten the first 6. We're doing 1 a week, so next week will be the last one. So for week 7, eat mindfully. Here's how to become a mindful eater. Your entire eating experience is enhanced when you eat mindfully by slowing down and focusing on the food, how it looks, how it tastes, how it feels in your mouth. You encourage yourself in making more nutritious choices and foster a healthy relationship with food. And when you're not shoveling it in or zoning out in front of your phone, the meal itself will be that much more satisfying. Being slightly hungry is okay, but anything closer to ravenous can make it difficult to slow down and eat mindfully. Commit to incorporating balanced meals throughout the day so you have an appetite at mealtimes but aren't starving. Start with gratitude. Take a minute or two to pause and appreciate the food in front of you. Choose to be present and focus on gratitude for your body, this incredible meal, and everything and everyone that went into preparing it. Are you sharing this eating experience with any friends or family? Take a moment to reflect and express your gratitude for them, too. Limit distractions. To fully immerse yourself in mindful eating, it's important to disconnect from electronics and other major distractions. Silence your phone, turn off the TV, and sit down at the table so you are fully present for the meal. And use your senses. Pay attention to the flavor notes in your meal and the aroma of the food. How does it sound when you chew it? Does it feel crunchy or smooth when you take a bite? Is it hot, cool, or at room temp? Do any of the tastes or textures change as you continue eating? These are examples of questions you can ask yourself during the mindful eating experience. And last, slow down. Take time to chew your food. Savor the taste and appreciate each bite. If you find that you're still going very fast, try to set your fork down after every few bites. It takes about 20 minutes for your stomach to signal to your brain that it's full. Give yourself time to digest the meal and get in tune with satiety, the feeling of fullness and satisfaction you get from eating. Some sticky habit tricks make it obvious. Place phones and electronics in a basket at the beginning of mealtime to minimize distractions. Make it attractive. Set out a nice decorative tablescape or use dishware that brings you joy to set the mood. Make it easy. Choose foods you like that are simple to prepare. Pour a tall glass of water and take sips between the different types of food on your plate to cleanse your palate between bites. And make it satisfying. Take a relaxing post-meal walk. Journal about your thoughts or create an uplifting dishwashing playlist. And as I said, next week we will complete this 8-week Healthy Habits Plan. From Woman's Day, 10 Things to Know About Psoriasis. August is Psoriasis Month, Awareness Month, not really Psoriasis Month. The perfect time to brush up on tips and tricks that can help you or someone you love navigate this disease. Number 1, psoriasis is an autoimmune disease. Psoriasis is caused by the body's T cells, the immune system team members that normally fight off viruses and bacteria, going a little haywire. These T cells mistakenly identify skin cells as intruders, and they attack, which triggers the body to make excess skin cells that don't shed as skin normally does. These build up to become visible patches called plaques that are often scaly and inflamed. They can develop anywhere on the body and be large or small. 2, it can be genetic. If you have it, some of your family members also may. The National Psoriasis Foundation says the condition and flare-ups of it can be triggered by, and there's a whole list, stress, a skin injury like sunburn, a bug bite, or a scratch. cold weather and dry air, which can irritate skin. An illness, especially a strep throat infection, which can make psoriasis flare up for the first time, and alcohol. 3, it can be linked to arthritis. About one-third of people with psoriasis develop psoriatic arthritis, according to the Arthritis Foundation. The inflammation that causes psoriasis begins to affect joints, which can make your fingers and toes swell or cause your feet to hurt. Your lower back or butt may also feel stiff. If you notice these symptoms, see a doctor. They can help you treat the issue, and failing to address it can lead to a range of complications. 4, you may see signs in your nails. See little dents in your nail beds? Or blood under a nail, or a nail that's crumbling or falling off, is painful, or has white, yellow, or brown shading? These are symptoms of nail psoriasis, which can develop on fingers, toes, or both. Your dermatologist can prescribe a topical treatment to help ease symptoms. 5, think it's just dandruff? It might be psoriasis. Dandruff is flaky white matter that sticks to hair. If you see pink, purple, or red scales on your scalp and flakes that look more silvery than white, it's more likely to be psoriasis. You may also have plaques behind your ears. An over-the-counter shampoo containing coal tar or salicylic acid may be useful, but if not, ask your doctor what else may help. 6, there are a host of treatment options. Daily application of medicated creams or sprays that often contain steroids, vitamin D, or retinoids can be very effective. If topicals don't do the trick and plaques cover a large area or are debilitating, your doc may suggest oral medications that block internal reactions that cause external flares. In-office light, laser, or injection therapies can really help, but may have unpleasant side effects, so talk to your dermatologist about risk versus benefits. 7, your risk of heart disease goes up if you have psoriasis. Research shows that people with psoriasis have up to 50% higher risk of a range of cardiovascular conditions, including heart attack and stroke. This is likely due to chronic inflammation known to cause harm to the heart over time. See your doctor regularly to monitor your health. Lifestyle can also play a role in managing both psoriasis and heart disease risk factors, so eat a balanced diet, get regular exercise, focus on sleep, and learn ways to tame stress. 8, what's on your plate may affect flare-ups. Science hasn't solidified a connection between food and psoriasis flares, but some research suggests that people who have psoriasis and also gluten insensitivity may benefit from cutting out gluten-containing foods. And since psoriasis feeds on inflammation, avoiding foods known to spike it, like those below, and I'll have a list in a second, may also help some people. Keeping a food journal can help you figure out whether certain foods are triggering psoriatic episodes. Try to avoid or minimize bread, pasta, and other foods with gluten, red meat, full-fat cheese, and butter, alcohol, soda, and processed foods. While there's no magic diet guaranteed to help everyone with psoriasis, specific foods that are high in antioxidants, omega-3s, or other plant compounds that target inflammation may help keep outbreaks at bay for some people. These include garlic, onions, leeks, scallions, shallots, leafy greens, citrus fruits, papaya, berries, hot chili peppers, avocados, olive oil, and nuts and seeds. 9, self-care can help. A warm bath with 2 cups of Epsom salts can feel soothing and stop itchiness. And since psoriasis is linked to anxiety and depression, and stress is a major trigger, relaxing with meditation, yoga, exercise, or other feel-good activities is smart. Whenever you can, schedule 30 to 60 minutes of me time at the end of each day. Psychotherapy may also be beneficial. And last, be careful in the sun. Sunny weather is a catch-22 when it comes to psoriasis. Warm weather and humidity can reduce the chances of a flare-up. However, a sunburn can trigger one. Always apply sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30 about every 2 hours. Wear a hat, avoid sunbathing, and spend most of your time in the shade. And there's a little tiny heart smart aside here. Psoriasis may also raise your odds of type 2 diabetes, a heart disease risk factor. One more reason to address it. From Good Housekeeping's Beauty Lab, how do I pick the best hairbrush? Is their question. Answer, brushes aren't interchangeable. Choosing one that is the right size and shape and made up of the right materials can make a big difference in the ease of styling your hair, the final look, and even strand health. Here, what to consider when picking a brush for your hair type and needs. Shape, for long or thick hair, rectangle or paddle brushes cover bigger surface areas. To style, go for round. The various barrel sizes can create different looks. Sizes. Choose a larger diameter round brush for more volume and a smaller one for more curl. Bristles. Boar bristles are soft and flexible, good for fine or fragile hair. While nylon bristles are stiffer, better for detangling thick and coarse strands. Handle. Material is key. Wooden handles give a smooth, ideal grip. Rubber brushes also offer a solid, comfortable hold. Plastic can be more affordable. Wet or dry. When brushing wet hair, choosing a tool with widely spaced bristles can minimize snags. For blow drying, a vented or ceramic barrel helps distribute heat faster. From Real Simple, easy hacks for happy houseplants. No green thumb? No problem. These editor-tested tricks use items from the kitchen to keep your Monstera and all its friends alive and thriving. And they have five separate little pieces here for us. Use wine bottles to water plants. Have you seen those self-watering contraptions that look like little globes on stakes? They're great for plant parenting, but an empty wine bottle will also work. Step one is fun. Drink a bottle of wine with friends. Step two, rinse the bottle, then fill it up with water up to the base of the neck. Cover the opening with your thumb, turn the bottle upside down, and quickly insert the neck into the soil of your thirstiest houseplant. Over time, water will release from the bottle to hydrate the plant. Cheers to everyone. Next, use coffee filters to catch soil. Houseplants can be messy. They live in dirt, after all, and because most plants do best in planters with drainage holes, you can end up with a saucer, or worse, a full shelf, full of leaked sludge after you water. Unless you line the pot with a coffee filter before you plant. That should allow excess water, but not dirt, to drain. Less cleaning, more admiring. Use banana peels to dust leaves. Dust is not only bad for you, it can be bad for your plants too. When it covers the leaves, it can reduce light absorption, inhibiting photosynthesis. About once a month, treat your waxy plants like elephant ears, snake plants, and fiddle leaf figs to your morning banana. After you've eaten the banana, rub the inside of the peel along the leaves to pick up dust and make the leaves nice and shiny. Don't worry, your living room won't end up smelling like bananas. Next, use wooden chopsticks to check hydration. If you're a serial plant killer, chances are you are over or under watering. Which is it? A chopstick can tell you. Grab one from your takeout stash, we all have one of those drawers, and push it deep into the soil of the plant in question. For a giant plant, use a wooden dowel. If dirt clings to the stick when you remove it, your soil is still moist and doesn't need watering. If it comes out clean, it's time for water. Do this check twice a week. And last, use eggshells to fertilize soil. Eggshells are rich in calcium and also contain phosphorus and magnesium, all nutrients plants love. So next time you make scrambled eggs or carbonara, rinse out the shells to remove the membrane, then set them aside. Once they're fully dry, store them in an airtight container. When you've amassed a small collection, maybe 18 eggs worth, grind them into a fine powder in a blender. Then sprinkle them on top of the soil around the base of your plant. Insert eggplant joke here. From Woman's Day, From the Heart, with Candace Cameron Bure. In my column as your chief spiritual officer, I share a meaningful verse that lifts my spirits and guides me in the right direction. I hope it's the same for you. When the store displays of lined paper, composition notebooks, and neon highlighters have all been ransacked, you'll know it's back to school season. And while most of us won't be hopping on yellow buses, this is a great time to choose to build a new habit. Back when my husband Val was on the road for his job and our children were really little, I'd put the kids down for afternoon naps and carve out time to read the Bible. I knew I needed it, but it wasn't easy finding time to squeeze it into our full schedule. This practice required intention, so when no one needed diaper changes or sippy cup refills, I cuddled up on the couch and read a few verses, a paragraph, a chapter. It strengthened me. Paul the Apostle encouraged early believers to live well by building healthy habits. Verse of the month, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And that was from Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. Maybe you'll meet with friends who encourage you in your faith, or you might schedule a weekly Zoom call to pray with your grandkids. My advice for making a habit stick is to put it on the calendar as the appointment you don't want to miss. Have a time, place, and purpose for this new part of your routine. And if you really need to satisfy that fresh notebook craving, grab one and journal about your healthy new habit. Candace Cameron Bure has a podcast called ccbpodcast.com if you are interested. From Good Housekeeping, stay cool in style. These new all-metal construction Good Housekeeping retro oscillating fans will keep you cool while adding a dash of old-school charm. Choose from a 12-inch table fan and 16-inch pedestal fan. With a sleek retro aesthetic, they blend seamlessly into any decor with a range of finishes, including brushed nickel and matte black, with wood grain finishes for the pedestal fans and brushed nickel, white, matte black, and teal hues for the table fans. Lab tested for superior durability, these fans are built to last, keeping you comfortable with optimal airflow distribution and 3-speed settings. It's the Good Housekeeping Retro Table Fan, $59, and pedestal fan, $79, available at Home Goods. From Woman's Day, potato picks. August is National Potato Month. Wondering what to buy? Choose the right spud for any recipe. And they offer 5 options here. Sweet. Fun fact. Though eaten in similar ways, they're technically not potatoes. Natural sugars make sweet potatoes a shoe-in for dinner or dessert. Have you had sweet potato pie? It is yummy. Baby. These thin-skinned cuties, baby potatoes, which cook up creamy on the inside, are often sold in mesh bags. Bonus, no need to peel them. Yellow potatoes. This all-purpose pick has smooth skin with a buttery texture that works for almost any recipe, from mashes to roasts. Red potatoes. For potato salad, soups, and stews, opt for this waxy, high-moisture variety that will hold its shape when cooked. And russet. Your best bet for baked potatoes, this starchy choice has a thick peel that'll crisp up as the inside becomes light and fluffy. From Real Simple, the main event, the method plus the sauces. Season your protein, chicken, beef, pork, seafood, lamb, tofu, whatever, generously with kosher salt and black pepper. Then grill it and let it rest 5 to 10 minutes. Slice it if you like. Pour on one of our flavor-packed sauces, which you can make ahead of time, just bring to room temperature before serving, and sprinkle on some flaky sea salt and fresh herbs. Each recipe makes enough to sauce 2 to 3 pounds of protein. So here are the three sauces. First, cilantro garlic yogurt sauce. Place 2 roughly chopped scallions, 2 roughly chopped garlic cloves, 1 cup chopped fresh cilantro, 1/2 cup mayo, 1/4 cup plain Greek yogurt, 1 tablespoon lime juice, 1 1/2 teaspoons finely chopped jalapeno pepper, and 1 teaspoon kosher salt in a food processor. Process, scraping down the sides of the bowl as needed until smooth, about 30 seconds. The second sauce, tomato vinaigrette. And these are all supposedly good on all kinds of proteins. Heat 2 tablespoons olive oil in a medium skillet over medium low. Add 1 anchovy fillet. Mash into a paste with a wooden spoon. Add 2 finely chopped garlic cloves. Cook, stirring constantly for 1 minute. Add 1 pint grape tomatoes and 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. Cook, stirring occasionally until tomatoes are softened and some have burst, 6 to 8 minutes. Remove from heat. Stir in 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon Dijon mustard, and 2 tablespoons olive oil. And the last, lemon cumin sauce. Whisk 1/2 cup olive oil, 2 teaspoons lemon zest, 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice, 2 teaspoons ground cumin, 1 teaspoon dried oregano, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon crushed red pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper in a medium bowl until combined. From Good Housekeeping, cheddar stuffed cheeseburgers. It is still grilling season after all. Active time is 15 minutes. Total is 25. This serves 4. We need 2 1/2 tablespoons mayo, 1 1/2 tablespoons ketchup, 1 1/2 pounds of ground beef, 3 ounces cheddar cheese, coarsely grated, about 1 cup, kosher salt and pepper, 4 hamburger buns, green leaf lettuce leaves, 2 tomatoes sliced, and 1/2 pound sliced bacon cooked until crisp. Heat grill to medium. In a small bowl, stir together the mayonnaise and the ketchup and set aside. Divide ground beef into 8 equal portions. Shape 4 into 1/4-inch thick patties. Shape remaining 4 into 1/2-inch thick patties. Then use thumbs to make a shallow 2-inch-wide indentation on top of each patty. Divide cheese among the indentations, about 1/4 cup each. Then top with remaining patties. Firmly pinch edges together. Reshape into round patties if needed. Season both sides with a pinch of salt and pepper. Grill, covered, 2 to 3 minutes per side for medium to medium well. Spread buns with mayonnaise mixture. Top with burgers and add toppings as desired. And they do look good. They show 1 cut in 1/2 and the cheese is oozing out of the middle of the burger. That does look pretty yummy. From Real Simple, we've got two cocktails to cool you down. First, the Rosé Cooler. Active time is 10 minutes. Total time, 4 hours. Serves 10, though. We need 2 regular-sized bottles of dry rosé wine, 3 cups mixed fresh berries, 1 cup refrigerated lemonade, 4 ounces of gin, 2 ounces of Campari, and 1/4 cup granulated sugar. Stir together the rosé, berries, lemonade, gin, Campari, and sugar, so everything, in a pitcher until the sugar dissolves, about 2 minutes. Refrigerate, covered, for 4 to 8 hours, then serve over ice. To make it even earlier, you can combine all ingredients except the berries. Cover and refrigerate it for up to a day. Then add berries and refrigerate, covered, for 4 hours before serving. And the other one, Peach Smash. Active time is 20 minutes, total time 30, and this serves 8. We need 3/4 cup packed fresh basil leaves, plus more for garnish. 1/2 cup granulated sugar. 7 cups fresh peach slices from about 5 peaches. 14 ounces bourbon. 1/4 cup plus 3 tablespoons fresh lime juice from 7 limes, plus wedges for garnish. Bring basil, sugar, and 1/2 cup water to a simmer in a small saucepan over medium-low, stirring occasionally to dissolve sugar. Remove from heat and let sit for 10 minutes. Pour through a fine mesh strainer into a measuring cup. Discard basil. Simple syrup can be refrigerated for up to 5 days. Process peach slices and 1 cup water in a food processor until peaches are very finely chopped. Pour through a fine mesh strainer into a pitcher, gently pressing with a ladle to extract as much liquid as possible. Then discard the solids. Stir bourbon, lime juice, and simple syrup into the peach mixture. Prepared drink can be refrigerated, covered for up to a day. Serve over ice, garnished with basil and lime wedges. From Real Simple, the surefire snack. Chips and dips are always a good idea. If you agree, and we're guessing you do, add any of these editor-approved grocery combos to your cart. Stacy's pita chips plus Ithaca hummus is one good snack. Ruffles potato chips plus Lipton onion dip mix plus Daisy sour cream is another. And Vista Hermosa totopos, which looks like a chip, and Frontera jalapeno cilantro salsa is another. And from Good Housekeeping, do drugstore products work as well as high-end ones? Their answer, yes, they can. In the Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab's decades of testing beauty products, our experts have found that affordable buys are often as effective in instrumental assessments and as well-liked in consumer evaluations as luxury versions, and sometimes even more so. We have had test winners from both drugstore brands and high-end brands. In skincare, makeup, and hair product testing, we often see bargain formulas performing at the top or on much the same level as products that cost 2 or 3 times as much. And from Real Simple, trending monochromatic rooms. Here's a simple formula for designing with color. Start with your favorite shade, then add more to it. Done. The all-one color look is big right now, and it couldn't be easier to pull off. Just mix tones and textures to keep things from feeling flat, e.g. high-gloss paint, a velvety sofa, and flowy curtains. Try it with a small space like a powder or laundry room, or go full-on in your living room or bedroom. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.